Hey, before we dive into today's episode, I had to let you know that I just launched my brand new Front Row CEO virtual staffing agency, and we provide efficient, reliable, and affordable virtual assistants for your business. After personally vetting more than 100 VAs and matching them with clients, I know now that we have a proven system to find your perfect match virtual assistant. And we're not your typical agency. We, the team, have extensive experience with all aspects of the hiring process. And we take pride in personally selecting top-notch virtual assistants who will meet your unique business requirements. Our vetting process is super unique, and we continue to optimize this process to make sure we are only finding the best of the best VAs. We also do not charge ongoing fees or manage and mark up your VA's wage. So you can learn more about this at ceovirtualstaffing.com. And right now we have capacity for 30 new clients. If you are number 31 or 32, that doesn't mean that you can't join us. It just means you might have to wait a week or two. So go to ceovirtualstaffing.com. Now let's get into the episode.
Hey guys, it's Gary Vay, Nerdchuck, and you're listening to the Front Row Entrepreneur Podcast with our girl, Jen.
I'm really excited about this episode. It's going to be short, but I think you're going to like it because I'm going to share with you three files that I think every entrepreneur needs in their toolbox or file cabinet. And the first one is a smile file. And I learned about this from one of my first bosses when I worked in a nonprofit, and she told me that I should keep a file of all the happy thoughts that come in, whether it's a good review that I might receive from her or a nice letter from a client or a patient, anything that was a positive affirmation of what I was doing, right? Like all the stuff that makes you smile, frankly. And so I started doing that, thank goodness, like way back then. It's just something I've always done. Now, if you're in the world of online marketing or online business, then by now you are likely collecting screenshots, I hope, of all the testimonials that people share about you and your work. Definitely you want to do that. And maybe you're lucky enough to get little happy thoughts in the mail or private emails where people are sharing with you that they appreciate your work, or they send you a direct message telling you how much you've changed their lives or their businesses. So really important to capture those, not necessarily, obviously the testimonials are great because you do want to reuse those with the permission of the person who's sending them to you, of course. But I would say even more importantly is to save all those things up in an actual physical folder and a digital folder so that when you're having a low day, when you're having that moment of imposter syndrome, when you're headed into a big launch and you're doubting yourself, when you are about to double your prices and you are questioning the value that you bring, I want you to open up that smile file and see what it does for you. It will lift you up, I promise you. So if you don't already have a smile file, I want you to do that today. Open one up in your Evernote, and then open one up in an actual physical folder in your office. All right. The next file that I think every person needs to have is a story bank. Okay. And I learned about this from one of my VIPers and a very wise, wise person. Her name is Kathy Wheeler, and she teaches people how to write books, publish books, all that stuff. And Kathy talks about a story bank. And I first heard her mention this a couple of years ago on one of her webinars. And I was like, that's a really great idea, which is basically you're going to keep a folder of any and all stories that pop into your head. You don't worry about whether or not there's a place for it in your marketing. You just think to yourself, well, that's interesting. I'm just going to jot that down. And it could be the most random little thing. So for example, I'm going to share a little story with you because when I was preparing for this podcast, I was like, let me go into my story bank and see what's in there. And I saw all these stories. I haven't looked in there. It's been a couple of months, and I went in there and there were already stories that I had forgotten. And one of them just really made me laugh out loud. It's a story of years ago, I was at the mall when we still went to the mall, and I was actually going to purchase a CD. So it was that long ago, right? Like a really long time ago. It was wintertime and I had really chapped lips. Okay. Like, you know, when they get so chapped that they get all crackly and dry skin, like the worst case of chapped lips I had ever had. And my lips were all like flaky. Okay. And itchy kind of. So before I went to the CD store in the mall, I stopped at Body Shop. Okay. So I went into the Body Shop and I was looking around and they had this chapstick that had like grains of sand in it. So it was like an exfoliating chapstick. And I was like, oh, that is going to feel so good. That's exactly what I need with these dry, flaky lips. So I bought the chapstick. And man, I felt so good putting it on. I just was like, over and over again. I was just smearing it all over my lips. Just felt so good. And then I continued through the mall. And I remember like getting weird looks and being treated kind of rudely, but especially once because I'd stopped along the way at other places before the CD shop. But I remember when I got the CD shop, I asked the manager, I was looking for a particular CD and I asked him like if he had it anymore in the back or whatever. And he was so rude to me and he was treating me very, very oddly and like I was a crazy person. I was so perplexed. So anyway, fast forward, I get into the car and this was before we had cameras where you don't need to look in your rear view mirror. So I adjusted my rear view mirror. And when I did, I looked and that chapstick was not clear. Okay. It was an opaque white. It was white like clown makeup. And I had smeared it all over my mouth like a clown. Okay. I was so humiliated and mortified. I was dying. It was one of the most embarrassing moments of my life. So I share this with you because look what I just did. Like I have used that story right now in this podcast, but let's suppose I didn't. Where else might I use that story? I don't know. I'll worry about that later, but I could look at my story bank and maybe I want to talk about the importance of done is better than perfect or the importance of editing or, you know, there's a million different messages really that I could tie into that story if I was writing a blog post or whatever. So that is how you use a story bank. So you're going to jot down those things and also phrases. Like I went for a walk with my husband last night and he said something to the effect of, yeah, I'm going to Johnny Appleseed that message. To mean like, you know, I'm just going to go everywhere with that message. And I haven't thought about Johnny Appleseed since I was like in first grade and I just loved it. So I just went to my story bank and I just wrote down Johnny Appleseed. So down the road, I might be able to grab that and use that. And believe me, I am no copy expert. I am no copywriter. So if you sort of struggle with your copy as well, watch how handy this comes in. Because you know how it is when you sit down to write something and it's just really hard to get inspired or in that moment, like, you know, bring all the cleverness, you know, it's especially if you're headed into a launch or something, like you're feeling very rushed and you've got lots to do, this will really help to get things flowing. All right. And the third and final file is actually not called a file. I call it the pileup zone. And a lot of people talk about this. And I think I learned about the pileup zone in Todd Herman's 90 Day Year. And really a wonderful thing because, you know, I talk a lot about systems and processes and efficiency and productivity. And I work with a small group of entrepreneurs in my accelerator program. And one of the things that we do is we laser focus on a project. They're spending 90 days on something very specific that we are going to accelerate. So it might be they're launching a membership site or they are launching a new product or they are writing a book or creating a podcast or doubling the number of clients in their coaching program. Whatever it is, it's all about like really super hyper focus. And we're able to do in 90 days what a lot of people can't do in a year. So one of the ways that we're able to do that is that we have a pileup zone because we all know all too well that we're cruising through our day and there's something that pops up that we need to do, we want to do, we're pulled to do. But the question then is this in line with this goal that I'm working on these 90 days? Is this going to help me get there faster right now? 9 times out of 10, the answer is no. And what we do with that idea is we plop it right down in the pileup zone. So for us, the way that looks is it's on Trello. So it's easy for me to get to, and it's just called pileup zone. And my whole team, you can have a private pileup zone that is just for you, or you could share it with your team. I have both actually as well. I've got a Trello board that is my personal Trello board, and it might be a pileup zone of personal goals or tasks or chores that I just want to keep to myself. And then I have a group team Trello board where we all can add to the pileup zone. And it's just so nice to know that you could say, okay, yep, got it, plop it down, and then you'll get to it when you can get to it. But it allows you to capture that thought or idea and then keep cruising along without missing a beat on the task at hand. So that's it for this episode. I told you it was going to be a short one. Hopefully it was a helpful one. Let me know on Instagram. Head on over there. My Instagram handle is @JEN_LEHNER. And you'll see a post for this episode, and post down below and let me know if you're going to use any of these ideas, or if you have a file that you recommend that everybody keep that I didn't mention. Would love to hear about it. See you next time.